the Power Hour. Welcome.
Happy Saturday to you. See how everything's going today. I'm looking for a particular person in the room. So looking for two people, Rob Godfrey, and also looking for Richard Donaldson. So let me take a quick look and see if you're here. Let's see. I talked to them yesterday. I don't see them yet, so that's okay. All right. Anyway, we'll carry on. So anyway, welcome if you're new. There's been quite a spike in attendance lately. You know, we're up to between 185, 200 to 300 in this region. So that's quite a few people. To the format of the show, I'm going to start off by talking about what we said we're going to talk about Cirrus and also talk about high-performance airplanes. And then what we're going to do from there is we have two people who are most likely going to be somewhere here. We'll get hold of them in a second. I'll have Nick do that. And then we'll produce – they have a one PowerPoint there that I want to show, which is fine, specific to the SR-22, I think, and show you that. And then we'll take a break about halfway through. And then after that we'll, after the break, which I'll discuss what we're doing and what sort of things is happening, right? And then we'll have the rest of the show, and then at the end of it, at the very end, we'll close it and we'll open the room up. So if you have comments or you want to talk or just want to hang out with other people for about an hour, we'll keep the room open for about an hour. I'll moderate it, but you may have specific questions. And, of course, I would assume that we're going to have some pretty good experts in the room on the series. So I'm going to talk generically or vague, not vaguely, generically about them, and then I'll get a little more specific, and then I'll have other people who are using them daily help out and talk about what the hints and kinks, so to speak, you know, tips, things like that, and what they like about it, what they don't like about it, and we'll debunk some of the history of the machine, you know, of the Cirrus. I did have a chance to talk to Dale, one of the founders, about that early on, so I can tell you some things that I know from firsthand experience. And Rob, if he's around, he has some firsthand experience with that as well. So that's what we're on about. So let me get to the presentation, as they call it in the South, and this one, just a second. And we have a bit to talk about there. Also, I'm working on something. So it's a answer to a question. And it doesn't seem to be a very good answer to a question, but I think it's the right one. Let me tell you what I mean by it. It's a little off topic, but I think it's good to bring this out. So you know there was a regulation change for instructors. It addressed quite a few things. But one of the things that it said was that initial CFIs could be trained by different ways now. So you didn't have to necessarily hold your certificate for 2 years and 200 hours dual given. But it seems they separated the flight instructor and the ground instructor regulations. And when I looked at the Facebook post on the CFI study group, I looked at it and I reread that regulation. And it appears that the initial CFI training without the 2 years and some amount of time, it can only be done on the flight side. The ground side, you still need to meet the minimums, which are 2 years and 40 hours of ground instruction given, or worked in a Part 141 school for 100 hours of ground instruction. Then you can train the ground. And when I looked at the regulations, I pushed all that up against Part 61.1, which are definitions, which define ground training and flight training, and it appears that's the case. So basically, we got some relief on the flight side of things, but nothing on the ground. It still requires the instructor to either have 2 years and 40 hours or for the to teach 100 hours in a 141 ground school. So we'll see how that goes. So that's my read of it. So unless they interpret it or do something different, that's what we've got. So I wanted to say that as what we're working on. So we get that a lot. Now, if you are